Birchas HaTorah has a special kesher to Chag HaShavuos and to Ma'amid Har Sinai, and it's a very, very precious bracha. Maybe we'll get to Rav Muttal's beautiful remez that was considered to be the roish of the Me'ah brachas, which we make every single day. So Shavuos is a time to reflect upon Birchas HaTorah, Matan Torah. So let's take a look. We begin with the Torah, quotes the famous Gemara in the top right corner. Birchas HaTorah ma'ayit tzarech lizayar abo kit yisab in adarm. Why is it that Talmid Chachamim often don't have children who are Talmid Chachamim? So Ravina says, because they don't make Birchas HaTorah before learning. That's the seemingly the taich of that statement. So the Gemara continued, and the Torah quotes it. What is Pshat? In Pasuk in Yirmiyah. So the Navi wonders, what was the reason, the cause for Churban Beis Hamikdash and Golus Mi'atzeinu? And this is a question which was asked to Chachamim, to the Neviim, to Malach HaSharis, but Pishu, nobody could explain it. Ad Shepirshu Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzma. The Eibishter himself needed to come and explain. Shenemar, as the pasuk continues, Vayomer Hashem Al Azvam Es Tayrasi Asher Nasati Lifneihem Velo Shamu B'Koyli Velo Holchu Ba. So we have the shyness of Klai Yisrael not adhering to the Torah Daisha. And the Gemara asks, Hainu Velo Shamu B'Koyli Hainu Velo Holchu Ba. Isn't that the same thing, not to listen and not to follow in its ways? Rabbi Yehuda Merav says, She'ein Mevarchin. Didn't make Birchas HaTorah first, and this is obviously a tremendous pella. How could it be that a nation which was so connected to Lima HaTorah at the time that they neglected Birchas HaTorah? So the Beis Yosef here, two Marmakom was down. We'll come back to Shulchan Aruch Rav in a moment. Quotes the very famous Ran, who quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, the Kra Hachi Dayak, the Al Shulah Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila of the Aretz, the Isata Al Azum is Tarasi Kipashte. Meaning, he's explaining how it is that Chazal see from this pasuk that they neglected Birchas HaTorah and not just Limud HaTorah altogether. He says that can't be because Kishenishal Chachamim v'Lanaviim Lama Lo Pirshu v'Lo Odavar Golei Haya V'Kal LeFarish. Meaning, if nobody was learning Torah, the answer would have been obvious. But from the fact that nobody could explain it, means to say that there was a lot of learning going on. There was probably Koydulim on every block and based about the Midrashim and people staying up all night learning. Elevade oiskin hayu b'Torah tamid. So Rabbeinu Yonah says they were learning Torah around the clock. V'lafika chayu chachamim v'neviim tmeim al ma'av da'aretz. And that's why nobody can understand why Torah didn't protect them. Ad shepirshu kodesh baruch hu b'yatzma the Eivishter himself shuhir diem amaki halev. So what the Gemara means to say is that Hashem needed to explain it because he's able to see into the hearts. Hashem yireh lelevav b'nei adam ayireh le'inayim. Doesn't mean that they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, rather, they didn't see it as being something significant. That they did not learn Torah Lishma. And that's what it means. They were mezalzal in the Bracha. They were learning, they did not learn Torah Lishma. And the Ran says these are words which are befitting for Rabbeinu Yonah HaChassid. So we see from here that because they didn't learn Torah Lishma, that's why the Beis HaMikdash was made Charev. And just to see the beautiful Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Rav, quoting a little bit of the Torah, Birchas HaTorah Tzarech Lizar B'Miyoid, Shalei Chor Ha'aretz Ela Mipnei Shalei Berchu B'Torah Tchila Lefi Shalei Ha'isa Chashuv V'Meinim Kol Kach L'Varech Al Ha'as, like the Lashon of Rabbi Yonah, it wasn't Chashiv to them. L'Kach Hayu Mezalzel in B'Brachasa. That's why they were Mezalzel in the Bracha. So it does have something to do with the Bracha. L'Chein Le'Higina Aleim Tayrasa. And so what the Shulchan Aruch Rav adds, just in explaining how this all worked, and how it ties into Churban Beis HaMikdash, well, because the Torah has a schus of Magnu Matzah, the Torah protects. And the question is, if there was so much learning, how could it be that the schus of Torah didn't protect Klai Yisrael from Churban Beis HaMikdash? That he adds, because there was something lacking in the Torah, so it was able to penetrate. Even though Afal Pisha Osku Baharbe, even though they were learning a lot of Torah, which is somewhat frightening to think that you could be learning around the clock, yet the Torah is not Magnu Matzah. And that was the cause of Churban Beis HaMikdash, or at least why it didn't protect it. But the Chayin Yireh Kol Adam Shetiyah Klei Chemdasa Shkadosh Baruch Hu Shai Meshavah Kol Yom Chashuv Beinav. Therefore, each person should see to it that the Klei Chemda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Hashem delights in every single day, should be precious to him, to be Mavarech Aleha, B'Simcha, Yoisa Mi'al Kol Hanos B'Shabu Olam, more than any Hana in the world, she's a Mayresh Oisik B'Lishma. And there's a connection between a person's Hanah from Torah and learning Torah Lishma. It's a very well-known Eglei Talmud. V'Yizkei L'Shal Sheles, Nimshach La'Oisik B'Lishma, that it will be seen in his children as well. So let's take a look at the next tour, where he quotes the bracha. We're in the middle here. Mikol ha'amid v'nasalam estaras v'bracha d'ashem na'isin atayra. And this is where Shavuos comes in. V'chavim b'brachaso al mayim et ha'sinai. That this third bracha, because we know that there are three, one should have in mind mayim et ha'sinai. Because that's what the pasuk is explaining. Eichbach ha'vane mikol ha'amid v'kev v'ano lifnei ha'sinai v'shmeyano d'varav mitoy ha'ish v'nasalam atayra sakdoisha. Shibes chayinu klein chindasai shemishashtei abu b'chayoyim. So the third bracha is actually a reference to Maimed Har Sinai. And in fact, the Bach in this Simon, Simon Rem Zayin, is Mashma, that we know we have Sheish Zechiris B'chol Yom, six remembrances every day. One of those is Maimed Har Sinai. It would seem from the Bach that one can be Yotze, the Zecher of Maimed Har Sinai, through this bracha of Yechas HaTorah. Now Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes the Lashon HaTorah, as we see here, Kosef HaTorah, V'chav V'Berchaso, Al Maimir Harsinai Asher Bachavani Mikolamas, Vikavana Lifni Hasin, Vishman Dabitechayich, Bukhule, Falachain, he says, Mehanochen Ma'oi, the Zar Shetia Habracha, Bitara Sagofa, Bitnuas Haivarm. Person should put a special doggish on making the bracha with Tahara Sagof after one's hands are washed. Many tzaddikim can wait until after going to mikveh to make Bracha Satira, and with Tnuas Sagof, meaning to really put one of all of one's Eivarin and Koyachis into this bracha. And then he adds here, "V'chein noyagin kol Yisrael lamoid b'shas bechas atayra im kimidina rishayim dvarach gam b'shiv." There's no din that bechas atayra should be said standing, but it appears to be that's the minug as the chashivas of bechas atayra. And what's the makom for this? So take a look at the next one. Makom in the Haggah here, Haggah 11. He quotes Shailas Tshuvas Mari Cohen, "Domya demayim et harsinai, mayim et harsinai." There was an amida, amadata bahar. So the Amida, once again, is reflective of the Tzura of Nesina Satayra. And then he quotes Yaskal Avdi, who says, Shachin hu al pi hasoid. Even Soid would agree that Berchas Satayra, even though Midin, it could be said sitting down, it would be appropriate to say it standing up. So we see that the Berachas are referenced to Maimon HaSinai, even the Minhag to say it standing up is reflective of Maimon HaSinai. So there's certainly a connection between Berchas Satayra and Nesina Satayra. That should be pretty obvious. Let's continue and to dig a little bit deeper into the nature of the bracha. And in doing so, let's be makdim the following klalim when it comes to brachos. We know that there are three primary types of brachos, perhaps even four. There is birchas ha-mitzvah, there's a birchas ha-nenen, and then there's birchas ha-shavach. Perhaps even birchas tefillah. So, they have nafkaminas, of course, in their pratim. When we come to Birchas HaTorah and we ask ourselves, what type of a bracha is Birchas HaTorah? So, we have three options. So, what would you say?
Birchas HaMitzvah.
Birchas HaMitzvah. So, but a careful look would seem to suggest that really all three forms of brachas are apparent here, because we do make three brachas. The Gemara comes out with, to say all three brachas. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvot tzivanu al divei Torah, la'asok b'divei Torah, Mechaber quotes both. That seems to be a berachas ha-mitzvah. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah. What's the nature of a ha'arivna? So the Levush says it seems like it's a berachas ha-nanin, because it seems to be a bracha which is nogeh to the sweetness of Torah. They were asking that the Torah should be sweet. That's not really a berachas ha-nanin, because it's not that we're taking reshus to partake from Torah by saying b'ha'arivna. It seems almost as if it's a berachas ha-tfilah. We're asking that the Torah should be sweet. But the third bracha, Shebachavanim Kolamim, seems like it's a birchas ha-shavach. But as we're going to see, in dealing in the Rishonim, that they have a take on what type of bracha birchas ha-torah is, they don't differentiate between this bracha, that bracha. That, you know, it seems to be that birchas ha-torah is an entity. And even though, although that even if a person made one bracha out of order, he can go ahead and it's not ma'akiv, the order of the brachas, but these three brachas go together, and therefore they're defined as either a birchas ha-mitzvah or a birchas ha-shevach, as we'll see. So let's take a look at the Torah and see what his opinion is on the matter. He writes here, "V'im balil moed miyad achar kriyas shema v'chaysa shacharis ein tzarach levarach lifnei shabracha shniyah shalifnei kriyas shema shi'avara v'yishva me'ein brachas atayra u'pateras." So the Torah says, based on the Gemara, that if one did not say brachas atayra yet, and he says Ahavara ben shacharis, so that can actually count as a brachas atayra because it has l'shaynis of chashivas atayra. But then he adds, "V'dafka im lemed miyad achareha." That's only if one learns right after davening. This is a machlokas bavdim rishami, and we go with the lachatchila that one should learn immediately after davening. Avalim hifsik bein saim ain a paiteris. If one goes off on his day and he doesn't learn Torah immediately afterwards, so then it does not count as brachas atayra. V'im lemei biyad achareha she'az yipaiteris. However, if he learns right afterwards, after davening, then it can't be mafsik right after saying Avraham, obviously. The whole shad is whether Kriyashma counts as that limud, but we say that it doesn't, and therefore one should learn immediately after davening. The other option, of course, is to make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, v'hizchil limud, and then, to say some passages of Torah. And then v'hivsik, and then let's say a person goes on his day, he goes to work. Once he made that bracha in the beginning of the day, it covers him throughout the day. In hu rogil tamid, as long as he's a person that he's connected to Torah, that he's mindful of Torah, that word is hard to make out. Exactly what the getter is in terms of hefsek and hesek hadas. We're not going to get into that right now, but the idea is that a person, we assume that as long as he's awake, he's still connected to Torah. And he doesn't have to make a new bracha throughout the day. The Torah continues. Although normally we say that the day follows the night, but here, when it comes to Torah, it's the opposite. Because the Pasuk says, so as long as the person makes a bracha during the day, the night is included in the bracha of the day. As long as he doesn't sleep, very important words, then the bracha continues. Now, if he does sleep, so the Rush says in the Tshuva, this is almost a quote verbatim, even if a person takes a real shluff on his bed during the day, havi hefsik, that is a hefsik, v'tzarech lachzar ulevarech, it would require a new bracha, says the Rush. But if it's just a cat nap, so then it's not considered to be a hefsek. Even if he lies on his bed, if he doesn't fall asleep, it's not considered to be a hefsek. So we see from the Rush slash Tour two things. One, as soon as you make Brechas HaTorah, you have to learn Torah afterwards, but then it covers you until you have a hefsek. But if you have some form of a hefsek, even if it's during the day, if it's a keva, then it requires a new bracha. And this would seem from the Rush that the gedr birchas haTorah is a birchas haMitzvah. That's why after you make a birchas haMitzvah, you do the mitzvah right away. You can't be mafsik. It's not like a birchas haShevach that it counts for the concept. It's chal on the mitzvah, and therefore there can't be a hefsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. And for the same reason as well, that the mitzvah has the bracha connected, calls mind that there's no hefsik. But as soon as there's a hefsik, then it requires a new bracha. But it would seem that as long as a person stays up and there's no hefsek, he can maybe go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days without having to make a Berachas HaTorah, as long as there's no hefsek. That's what it seemed like from the Rush. Now take a look at Tosos nearby. This is Tosos on Berachas Taf Yud Aleph and Beis. The Ri quotes Rabbeinu Tam. V'hayomer Rabbeinu Tam, kesh'adam aymin mimitasa v'alayla, if one wakes up in the middle of the night, l'ilmoit, to learn Torah, ain tzarech levarach Berachas HaTorah, he does not have to make a Berachas HaTorah. So Rabbeinu Tam says that even if a person takes a shinas keva at night, as long as it's not morning, he's still covered by the Birchas HaTorah the day before. So he's clearly arguing with the Rush, ain hefsek as early mizu, but says Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold, and this is how the Rosh Yeshiva, the Achronim, understand the Machlokes Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's doimed to a Birchas HaShevach, and it covers us from morning to morning. On this, however, the Ri concludes veloy nehira, that the Ri argues with Rabbeinu Tam. Now, let's get deeper into this machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. The Torah does not even quote Rabbeinu Tam. And usually he would if he held that it was some type of a mandamer, and we'll see why here in the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef here, Hamashkin Babaikil Lilmad Koilim Shaylach Bisaknesses, Yishla Barakh Zatar. One who wakes up in the middle of the night, he shouldn't make a Birchas HaTayr. That's in accordance with the Rosh, obviously, because there's a Hafsik. Ken Kasef HaRosh, like Perakam with the Brachas, Begam B'Tshuva, that Rabbeinu quotes B'Samach, the Torah quotes, we saw that above. And then he quotes the dissenting views, Aval HaMordechai Kasef Sham, that the Maharam Rotenberg Oymer She'ein Otzarach Levarch, disagreed with this, because Birchas HaTayr Shal Esmai is Poiteres, Ad Shacharis, Acher, V'chein Kasef Rabbeinu Yoina, V'hatayis with Kasef Kim B'Shen Rabbeinu Tam. However, the kasvu de lainahira, but the re said about that it's lainahira. In Kisir Bisrael, in Truma Sadeshan, in Simchot Chav Gimel, he writes that he and his uncle, Hayunoigin Levarich, that they would make a bracha in accordance with the Rosh. Vegam ha'ogr kasa that Rabbeinu Tam is a das yachid bedavarze, vecholapoyskim oimim sheyesh levarich, vecheinoigin oilam. So to wake up in the middle of the night, says the Beisir Yosef very clearly that the halach is in accordance with the Rosh and not like Rabbeinu Tam, and he's even called a das yachida Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Beis Yosef elsewhere goes on and he explains something very interesting. And this will help us explain a lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which actually we should maybe see the Shulchan Aruch now before seeing this Beis Yosef, because the Shulchan Aruch is very confusing, and without the Beis Yosef it's hard to put together. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch on the top of the page. Yesh aymim shem hifsek bim rechas atara de limudo im bekach klom. Vanachim shelo lahafsek b'neihem. And this is really totally in that machlek we said before. Once one makes a birchas haTorah, does he have to learn right away or not? Well, it depends if it's a birchas haMitzvah, if it's a birchas haShavach. So the chatchila, one should be careful. V'chein no yigulim or parshas birchas kohanim. Some birchas haTorah, we say birchas kohanim immediately after birchas haTorah. Im hifsek miyadil moed v'nisat v'sakov kaimin shadayz alachsev olim ola havi hafsek. V'adin l'sheina v'merchetz besakistit lo havi hafsek. So it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that he's paskening like the Rosh. That even if a person has forms of hefsek throughout the day, which may seem to be a hefsek, we don't call those real hefseks unless there's mamish a hefsek. Now that's the next halacha. Shein es keva bayamam itasa, havi hefsek. That taka is a hefsek. Then he quotes yesh ayimim delay havi hefsek. Right. So normally the rule is when it comes to the klalei ha psak and shulchan aruch that if he quotes a stoma and then he quotes yesh ayimim, the halacha is like the stoma. Which would make sense, because he's paskening like the Torah, like the Rosh, that it would be a hefsek. Then he quotes the Yesh Ayimim, which is a Binu Tam, the Imek, that it's not a hefsek. But then he writes, V'chei Nagu, that the Minag seems like it's like Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning, even though Rabbeinu Tam, we saw already in the Beis Yosef, is a Das Yechida, but he says, somehow the Minag is like Rabbeinu Tam, regarding this halacha of Shinas Keva Bayoim, that one would not need to make a new bracha. Now, how did that happen? Now, the next halacha, Afim Lomad Balayla Halelachach Hayoim, if one learns at night, like we had said, the night follows the day, Sha'abar, V'eino tzorach lachsu levarach kozman shelo yashan. Unless a person sleeps, he does not have to make a bracha. It's mashma, though, that if he does sleep, he wouldn't have to make a new bracha. So now, how does that work? Meaning, if the minig is like Rabbeinu Tam, then why is it that if he wakes up in the middle of the night, he would have to make a new bracha? That seems like the Rosh, not like Minhag Kamitzvah, should cover you from Shachris to Shachris. And this is the confusion that the Magen Avraham is dealing with. How do you reconcile the V'chein Nahagu with this Halacha? And Rabbi Kiva Eger refers us to this Beis Yosef we're about to see to try to put the pieces together. So let's take a look at this Beis Yosef. V'kosef oyit ha'agur, sha'aviv zal hinik shelo levarech bayayim afilo acha shinas keba. So the Agur says that his father would not make a Birchas HaTorah when taking a shinas keba bayayim. Right? That sounds like Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein roi lasos ki ha-mekil v'brachas makam shesh machlokes ha-reiz alay hefzik ki ha-brachas in ma'akvas. So it sounds like it's a machlokes Rosh Rabbeinu Tam. Safik brachas l'hakel. So even though Rabbeinu Tam would warrant a new bracha, Rabbeinu Tam would not. It covers yishachas ha-shachas. Therefore, nap during the day, no new bracha. Now, how does this going to go together with what the Beis Yosef had said before? Even the Ogre himself was the one who called Rabbeinu Tam adas echida. So take a look at what Beis Yosef is. Very confused. V'yesh leitmoa. V'ha bein laharash, bein Rabbeinu Simcha, bein laharam, sheina have a hafzik. V'lein chazinam ad apolig alai. Who argues with this? V'im kein heich hinnik ha'av, the Lord, come on. How did the father paskin like nobody? V'ha bein, yipakay ha'av, and then the son comes along and he says, Tati did good. V'shem di'ish tachmaikis badavar, because this is a machlaikis, v'anon lamashkichan ma'an apolig b'ha. Who is arguing with this then? The Rosh is the Rosh. The Torah doesn't quote any dissenting opinions. Sounds like maybe he's taking account that Rabbeinu Tam is a manda amr against the Rosh. Like I'll say a little bit later. Really, this basically was the one before the one we had seen. It's a little bit out of order. Then he goes on to say, even though we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, look at the pshari he makes. We will be choishish. So it seems like we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, we paskin like the Rosh, but for some reason during the day, we allow Rabbeinu Tam to slip in, and that explains the Shulchan Aruch. So that's why the Magen Avraham is confused. Rabbeinu Akiva Eiger comes along and he says, like, take a look at the Beis Yosef. It's pretty, pretty clear how this all comes together. Now, what comes out of V'chein Nahagu is that Rabbeinu Tam were choishish for during the day, that if there's a Shenas Keva Bayoim, we would not make a new bracha, even though the halach is in accordance with the Rosh. Now take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here, the first one. He's going on Svechein Nahagu, and the Achroinim are in an uproar against this minhag, because the halach is like the Rosh. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Svechein Nahagu, the Lechem Chamudus writes, V'li nire shem avarech tavar ala bracha. He who does make a bracha, it's not shver. Adarav a tavar ala bracha. V'chein Nahagu ma'arek ma'ari levarech, the Pri Chadash, the Eliyah Rabba, Harbi Bishonim and Achroinim, V'chein Kasav Agra, and the Chayu Adam Nahalacha. Everybody's up in arms against this minhag because the halacha is in accordance with the Rosh. And the Mishnah Berurah, he sticks his head into this minhag and he says, those who want to follow the Rosh and to make brachas like all these Achronim is allowed to do so. That's Mishnah Berurah 1. The next Mishnah Berurah, which is going on the words Shelo Yishon of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch had said, and he's speaking about Shena Balayla, and he says that the bracha during the day will cover us during the night as long as we don't sleep. Ratzalana says the Mishnah Berurah Shinas Keva, but if one does make Shinas Keva, afilu b'tchilas halayla, it's chashiv hafsek. And even the Yeshayim in Sifir Aleph, which is Rabbeinu Tam, would be moida b'zeh, which is puzzling, because l'chayra, the Yeshayim over there said mishachris to shachris, so why would a Shinas Keva help us? We'll come back to that. V'im hayanir kol halayla. That's interesting that this din of Leil Shavuot, which is staying up all night, is not a din which is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a din which is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Achronim. Let's say one stays up a whole night and there is no hefsek. So yesh aymim de'in tzarech levarach b'bayke v'yesh aymim tzarech levarach. This would fall into the machlokes the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the sfarta to say you have to make a bracha? Ki kavu chachamim bracha zu b'choyam do mit eshar brachas hashachar, because it's like all the other brachas that they're said every day. However, safik brachas l'hakel. So over here we would say the halacha is like the Rosh. We have to be choshish for the Rosh, that you can't make a bracha. Because you can only make a bracha if there's a hafsik. But if you stayed up all night without a hafsik, then there's no bracha. So the Mishnah gives two ways. In Efshalo, either he should hear the bracha from somebody else, or he should be mechavein and ahav rabba and learn immediately after davening. And then, of course, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, very famous Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if a person took a nap on Erev Shavuos, let's say, and then he stayed up all night, so meman of shachiv, we have a chiv to make a bracha, because if the halacha is in accordance with Rabbeinu Tam, so then it's the morning and he has to make a new bracha. And if it's like with the Rosh, the fact that he took a shenas keva afi the bayom would require a new bracha. So if one took a nap and then stayed up all night, which many of us do on Shavuos, so Avikinei Eger's chiddush is that the kuliyama you'd be able to make a bracha, and most achronim paskin like to pikiv Eger. Okay, so this kind of sets up the tzura of Rishonim and Achronim. So now let's get a little bit more lamayis and turning the page. We have the Magen Avraham on the right, Rabbi Kiviger in the middle. We're not going to explore those. We already spoke them out a little bit outside. Let's see what the Pesukei Teshuvos has to say, you know, about the in the name of the later Poiskim, modern day Poiskim, which has a very nice job of bringing them together. So the Pesukei Teshuvos here. Let's begin with the right one. Pesukei Teshuvos under the Magen Avraham here on this page, that he's going on the Mishnah Berurah, which says that if one stayed up all night, so he should either be mitzi with somebody else or av rabba, unless he has a bekiva eger to be samech. So now he quotes. Let's say he doesn't have anybody to be mitzi him, and he could wait till davening to also to do av rabba, but then he's going to be starting davening without saying berachas atayr. Nobody likes to do that. So he says noyegin lechatchila levarech berachas atayr. Kedas Magen Avraham v'shar gedolei achronim, meaning that for somehow some way we're allowed to just make berachas atayr. Ubamakom minhag ein oymis haberachas lahakam. That this minhag is so strong that we don't say about it. We should be chayshish v'shitas harosh. Then of course you have a bikkur ivur. That's nothing to talk about. But it seems like, and he quotes a whole slew of shalos and tshuvas, which seem to say, no, it's the morning time. You can make birchas hatayr. No questions asked. Which is puzzling, because if we follow the hishtalshalos of the sugya, the halacha was like the rush. That was in the Torah, that was in the Shulchan Aruch. We were just choishish for Rabbeinu Tam. But now that it's the morning, you didn't take a nap on Erev Shavuos. It's the morning time, you can make a birchas hatayr, no questions. That's the minhag. How did that happen? Let's take a look at the next Piskei Tshuva. And this Piskei Tshuva is going on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah was going on what we saw before. V'chein nahagu. The minhag is like Rabbeinu Tam, v'chein is keva b'yoyim. And then comes Mishnah Berurah and he says, wait a second, there's so many achronim who say that halacha is like the rush. No, if you do take a nap during the day, you should make a birchas hatayra. And the person who wants to be samech on that, tavol avracha. So says the Piskei Tshuva on this, amnam lemaisa k'far nispashit ha-minha k'ha-shulchan aruch, meaning that the minhag is like the Shulchan Aruch, dahainu v'chein nahagu, not to make a bracha. She'em b'varcha e'archa she'nesh hayoim. V'afilu b'dayat li'as er kol e'archa acharav, meaning even though you're going to stay up a whole night, you do not make a bracha when you wake up from your she'nesh kevah. V'ein achar ha'minhag klum, the minhag has spoken, v'hamavarech nichnas t'chshash bracha levatala. Meaning even though the Mishnah Berurah brings 7-8 achronim who say that you can make the bracha, poskim say that one who does so, it's kimat a bracha levatala to do such a thing. Meaning, if you're so concerned about the din, so be careful not to take a shenas kava bayam. Meaning, don't be machnis yourself into this inyan. But what's puzzling is that the Mishnah Berurah spoke up because the chavrut, many achronim feel that halach is in accordance with the rush, and therefore he wanted to make a case to say that, of course, you could make a bracha, because how could you just complete that? Comes along minhag today. Minhag has spoken, no bracha. So how did Rabbeinu Tam come to the top? If he was, we began with the Beis Yosef, he was a Das Yechida, he's quoted in Tosfos and rejected. Yet somehow Rabbeinu Tam is that's the halacha. So take a look at the Arizal here. In the Shulchan Aruch of the Arizal, it quotes the dinim of the Arizal which are scattered throughout the Kisviri, and perhaps this is the reason behind why the minhag is the way it is. Many times, the Soid Hadvarim is Mevarer, Sugis in Halacha, and it gives the final word. So this is Lashon Ari. Kol Chai Brachas Sheyesh Min Anatila Sedai Matzei Brachas Atayat. The 18 brachas which we make every morning. Kulam Chayef Adam Lasadjim Elevarchim Echol Yoyim. We need to say them, they need to be said every single day. Afal Pisha Lenes Chayef Hubahem. Even if there is no Chiv, meaning that there was no Shenas Keva, whatever it is, they need to be said every day. Why? If yishakulam him ramazim neflaim al oris al yoinim ve'ein levata. Meaning, it's not. Sounds like from the Arizal that it's not an inyan of what gedar bracha is. This is an or when you need to come into the world every single day. Mela, every day they need to be said. Afilim ma'adim lo yosham b'layla. Even if he didn't sleep at night at all. O im lo hisr mitznaftoi begod of a sodra. Or if he has maybe yishiv nasarai. Sarach levarachem b'chol yam kulam afal pishat l'nischayvehem l'fishal minhago shal oylem niskenu, except for certain exceptions. Now this lashon chutz minhago sha'al minhago shal oylem niskenu is a lashon of the Ramah regarding berachas hashachar bechlal. What we see from Arizal though is that these berachas need to be said every single day. And it could be, now that we see that the Kabbalah take on the inyan, why it is that the minhag is the way that it is. Many minhagim are in accordance with the Kabbalah. And although, yes, al pi din, al pi niglas hatayr, everything seems to be going along with the rush. And then somehow, the Rabbeinu Tam came and just took over the show. But how could that be? But we see from the Arizal, that his gather of the bracha is very similar to Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam says these brachas are allowed to be made every day, they should be said every single day, once a day, and the Arizal is saying the same thing. You have to make these brachas every day, whether you slept or not, these brachas are said. So although normally we say, if there's the Talmud speaks up, and the Kabbalah, so it's in accordance with the Talmud, but here, this is a machlekes rush, Rabbeinu Tam, and here the Kabbalah is coming to be machriya, so to speak, and how it should be. It would make sense that the Minhag Yisrael, which we have, as we see from Piskei Tshuvas, is kind of being pulled along in accordance with what the Soid has to say on that. In the middle of the page here we have the Kaf HaChaim, and he goes into more details, and he quotes the Zohar on the matter, and it's very similar to the Ari HaKadosh. But what comes out is, what he adds is, is that if a person goes to sleep, Shinas Keva, during the night, at any point of the night, he can make a Berachas HaTayr. And especially after Chatzos, because in Kabbalah, the day starts by Chatzos. But even before Chatzos, it seems like one could be able to, although perhaps he should wait till Chatzos. But what we see from here, if that's the case, then it's really like a hybrid between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. And this is really, that's like signature soid, dahainu, that although it would seem like it's a machlokes Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, it is like Rabbeinu Tam that these brachos have to be said every day. But if there is a Shinas Keva Balayla, then we would make a bracha in accordance to the Rosh, so to speak. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you wouldn't. You'd have to wait till the morning. Seemingly, although Mishabir wasn't mashma that way. But what comes out is that Alpi Kabbalah, and this seems like the halacha, that if there is a Shinas Keva Balayla, one wakes up, he makes a bracha satar right away. That sounds like the Rosh. But if not, he stays up a whole night, he can make a bracha lechatchil in the morning. That sounds like Rabbeinu Tam. But again, that's kind of the way that soid works and how the minna comes out. It's in accordance with the soid hadvar. And that seems like how the halacha is, in accordance to these two shitas. Let's just say just a couple more words on the inyan. We had said before that that there's Ahava Rabba. One of the eights when it comes to Berachas HaTayr is Ahava Rabba. And Ahava Rabba has a very special place in Chag HaShavuos, but Bechlal, in the Cheder, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, it's a very significant bracha. Take a look at the Toldos Yaakov Yosef here. This is in Parshas Vayera. Ukma Sheshamati B'Shem Mori Mashinemar Lo Mishamayim. It was Niskala to the Baal Shem Tov, Tam Yichur B'Yos Mashiach, the reason why Mashiach delays, She'ein ma'arichin ba'av rabba, because we're not spending enough time saying av rabba. This is what's called soid neshikin koidem hazivik, that's a Kabbalah lashon. But it was neskala to the Baal Shem Tov that ariches hagolus is because we're not ma'arich in av rabba. Now, the Shai Yisoschar, which is the Munkacher, he says, noyagin tzadikin v'chasidin l'harich b'birchas av rabba b'yoyim v'deshavu es chag ha-kodesh hazeh. Tzadikim have a minug to be extra ma'arich when it comes to Ahav Rabba on Chag HaShavuos. But Melvah Tam HaPashat, aside from the obvious reasons, Ki Az Hazman Kabbalah Satar L'Spal L'Psicha Sinai V'Horos L'Mira Torah L'Shema Up Yuras Hashem G'das Malas. The obvious reason is because Nitzman Netzina Satar, and we should be asking for Psicha Salev in Liman HaTar. But Oydi V'Al Pi Masha Kosta B'Tol Das Yaakov Yoyis Barash Leir B'Shem Rabbi Rabbeinu HaGod L'Bal Shem Tav HaKadosh, who's your said it is Chag HaShavuos, said it was told him in HaShemayim the Mashiach delays because we're not Maruch and Av Rabba. And he says this connects to Chag HaShavuos as well. If that's true every day, alachas kama v'kama on this day Chag HaShavuos, of which it says in Tikkun Ezayir that Chag HaShavuos will be the day that we leave Golas. So therefore, Chag HaShavuos is a zman geula, and therefore we need to be ma'arich be'av rabba, because if it's a zman geula, and the geula is totally in arichas av rabba, so we should definitely be ma'arich in av rabba. Take a look at the left side of the page, from the Chochma Me'ayin, which is one of the gaboim of the Stachina Rav. The Sina Rav used to say that the Rebbe from Razvadov, his grandfather, he said that by the Heilige Rav Shatzarov, his grandfather, the Tfilas and Chag HaShavuos, they took 12 hours from 4 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Umahaya Pesha, because why was it such a long Tfila? So he says, because the Rav Shatzarov, when it came Av Rabba, he would come over to each and every one of the Avrechim, and he would put his hands on their shoulders, and he would cry on their shoulders and say, V'hori n'yinu b'sayasach, until he opened up their hearts entire. 12-hour shachars. And take a look at the Repersh from Imanov, he said over as well, that his birchas av rabba on Chag HaShavuos, le'omad ishitoy, nobody could stand next to him, ki lo'hoye esher l'shomod l'namo b'kir samachloy. It was impossible to stand next to him, because his goydel his slahavish es hakadusha b'kirboy, when he said av rabba on Chag HaShavuos, It was too scary, it was too fiery to come into the Dalanamas of Repersha Mimanov. So we see what the Shai Yisfaschar says, that by the Tzaddikim, the Divrei Chaim also had a very, very long Av Rabba, hours and hours on Chag HaShavuos. And we see what? We see the kasher between Av Rabba and Chag HaShavuos. And as we see from the Shai Yisfaschar, that Birchas HaTorah, just to add, just to help us understand a little bit more, I mean, he had said that, listen, of course, when Marachan Avraham, it's a zman of Nesina Sator, Psicha Sator. But what we can add is that we already saw from the tour that Bircha Satora is a zecher from Ayman Har Sinai. And from the Gemara, we see that Ahava Rabba can be in place of Bircha Satora. So that's the case. we see from here that if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C, that means Avarama has a kesher to Matan Torah. Not just because it's Zman of the Sinas HaTorah, but it has a kesher through Birchas HaTorah to Maimon Har Sinai itself. So that would make sense why Avarava has special attention, just like Birchas HaTorah has special attention. Over here, with what we have on the bottom of the page, from the Shalas and Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, which is the Kozhik Lover Goyen, with Rosh Hashiva of Chachmei Lublin. So he deals with the following Shaila. He says, maybe it's hard to read this, the print is small and we're running out of time, but he deals with the Shaila that somebody asked him. He says, you have a bar mitzvah boy. Right? When he made Birchas HaTorah that morning, he was only chayv in it midrabanan. But now that it's the night of his bar mitzvah, he's chayv in Kriya Shema Deraisa, so how can his Birchas HaTorah from the morning patur him on his Birchas HaTorah? He needs a new Birchas HaTorah, the Chorah Deraisa. So this is the Shaila that he got, and he says it's a very good Shaila. So he says, Nir Lani Astaiti, if you have a Vur Bi Rabbeinu Yoina, that Sitzah Bin Yoina says that Ahavas Oilem by Mariv is like Ahav Rabbah in the morning, that it can count as Birchas HaTorah. If so, my Eitzah to you is that you should be Mechavin in Ahavas Oilem for the Bar Mitzvah boy to patter him as his Birchas HaTorah. So B'chari, we could say as follows, that if that's the case, so Mishabur gave us an Eitzah that if we're waking up if we stay up a whole night, you can be patter with Ahav Rabbah. So it could be that it would go very nice according to this Eretz Tzvi, because this Eretz Tzvi is saying that the Bar Mitzvah boy should be Mechavin, his first Birchas HaTorah should be Ahavas Oilem. And that goes very nicely with the fact that if he had to be Samech and Ahav Rabba, and you see that we put a tremendous emphasis on it, that would be because by Matan Torah, the night of Kabbalah HaTorah, that we're nichnas into all mitzvahs, into all Torah of all mitzvahs, and that's like we become a Tzivah Va'isa. So it's almost parallel in that if the Eitzah for a Bar Mitzvah boy, when he becomes Mitzvah Va'isa, is that his first Birchas HaTorah is through Ahavas Oilem. So the parallel to that is our stu on Shechag HaShavuos, if we're going to be Samech on the Ahav Rabba, which we can. So that's not only a B'di'evet, that's like a Lechatchila, because we're like a Bar Mitzvah boy, that we're like Mitzvah Va'isa once again. I'll just conclude by saying that we had said already that there was a Minhag. And, you know, the minhag when it comes to Birchas HaTorah came to the top. And all of a sudden, you know, it looked like it was going to be the rush, it was going to be the winner, and then it was Rabbeinu Tam, and it looked like it was the Ari, Minhag Yisrael Torah, Ve'inachar Minhag Klum. So perhaps this is connected to that, why we say Rus. We read Rus on Chag HaShavuos, because as Chazal say, we don't learn any halachas from Rus. But we do learn one thing, and that's Kinyan Chalitin. And take a look over here. This is from the Geras Shmuel, the Meshav Nefesh, which is the Bach's parish. It's going on the pasuk v'zois ha'tu'uda b'Yisrael, right? With the kinyan chalipin, you know, the whole ma'isa with Rus and Boaz and his being koina her. Kloimar din tayra. The fact that it says l'tayra u'su'uda, it's a din tayra. She'afa pisha shtifas hanal hi minhag. Even though taking off a shoe, right? It's a shvacha chalitza. Really, from the mafarshim, wasn't really a chalitza. There was no real yibum at the time. Mikol makom kimin shenahu gain minhag Yisrael tayra. What we learn from here is that Minhag Yisrael Torah. If that's how they were knowing to do the Kenyan, then Minhag Yisrael Torah. So it could be that, you know, that Chag HaShavuos every single year is a Zman of Psichas HaTorah, more Giluyim in Torah. And that very much comes through the channel of Minhag Yisrael Torah. That the Minhagim for the new year, that's really where there's like a Hischachus in Torah, where the Shulchan Aruch doesn't change, but the Minhagim do. And the Minhagim, that's a gilui of like a Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzi, which takes place every Chag HaShavuos. And that's what we see from Megillas Rus, that there's a Hischachus in Torah, and that's through the Minhagim. And how appropriate it would be that the Birchas HaTorah, which is really the connection to Maimon Har Sinai, that in that halacha, it should be gepaskin based on the Minhag. In a way that Minhag Yisrael Torah, that the Minhag dictates the halacha, and not exactly as it would follow the Hishtalshlus of what the Seder of halacha should normally be, conventionally be, in terms of how the Psak halacha comes about. Just conclude by saying that how anticlimactic it is that, you know, when you spend a whole night learning, and really the tachlis of it all is to make Birchas HaTorah. That's like the climax, to come to, you should be able to make a, you know, you should be Betzibur and Bekol Ram to make a Birchas HaTorah. That's the Maimon Har Sinai, to be able to see Birchas HaTorah. But how is it that you come to the end of the night, you want to see Birchas HaTorah? Suffolk. Can you say it? Can you not say it? It's so anticlimactic to the whole thing. But the Sitra Achra works very hard to put, you know, to try to shter the inyan. You have to be Ava Rabba, be mighty with somebody. You want to be mighty with somebody. You want to be able to say it, you know. The Kol Ram Rosh Weitz makes this point. You want to be able to say it, like, you know, like a mensch. But the emphasis is that when we see the conclusion, is that according to the Ari, you can. You can. You don't have to be Samech and Bekiva Eger. You don't have to do Avarabah. You don't have to be Moitzah Sanim. All the Eitzahs, Alpi, Soed and Hadram, you can say. And that's really like a very big Yeshua for us. That it takes away all the Sveikas of the matter. You want to say Bechus Torah, that's the conclusion of the night. You get to the top of the mountain, you won't be able to reclaim. You could do that. You don't have to worry. It's almost like what the Gemara says. Like the worst suffix of all is if a husband goes on a long trip and he comes home and he finds Ishto Nida. That's what it's like. You have a whole night you're traveling, and you come to the Birchas HaTorah, and it's mamash mutl b'safek. But the Ari comes along and he says, you can make. So it's almost like he takes the Birchas HaTorah, which is mutl b'safek, it's in the hands of that Amalek, of that Klipa, and he pulls it out and he says, here's your Birchas HaTorah, here's your Ma'amin HaSinah. So it's a little time since the Pesach into the Sukkah. Anyways, you should be zeichet to a year full of Torah, Mesikas HaTorah, and to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu Nachas Ruach through all of our Torah and Mitzvah.